Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. In this world, we've got a lot of glitz and surface-level thinking. In this video, I'm going to share how I encourage independent thinking with my kids. Alright, first off, this video is not just for parents or people with kids, and it's because our upbringing has a profound impact on the way we think and the decisions that we make. One example is oftentimes we're brought up in a compliance-focused environment, whether it's with our parents or with school, and the values that we're taught are obedience and compliance and just not riling up things and following orders. And we become, in a way, masters of compliance, but we don't have the strong independent thinking skills. And these independent thinking skills require us to go against the flow. It requires us sometimes to go completely away from the herd and to make our own decisions and our own analysis. Personally, my parents were very authoritarian and probably to a major extreme. Because of that, my upbringing was filled with values of obedience and compliance and fear of stepping out of line. And it took years and decades for me to unlearn that and to learn kind of a whole new paradigm of thinking and of living. In this video, I'm going to share how I encourage independent thinking in my kids. My kids are ages 2 and 5. They're still pretty young, but I view these young ages as the most formative and most important. And personally, I've been following these principles since my first was just a couple months old. And I didn't really have a playbook or books or kind of a system that I learned from other people. Rather, it was a lot of it just internally derived by me looking at parenting from different angles and questioning the traditional way of parenting. All right, the first way I encourage independent thinking to my kids is number one, I encourage asking questions. Now, I do this on a constant basis, and I'm always asking my kids open-ended questions. And the idea is not to have the correct answer, but the idea is to have an overflowing amount of questions and curiosity coming from your mind. Oftentimes, I'll ask questions to my kids that I just don't have answers to, and I'm not really looking for an answer. One example is I'll look at a table and I say, hey, why does this table have 4 legs instead of 3 or 5 or 6 or even 8 legs? And I don't have an answer per se, but I'm just getting my kids used to the idea of asking questions. And then when my kids respond with an answer, I'm affirming their answer regardless of whether it's correct or not. The whole point is not having the right answers. It's all about nurturing the seed of curiosity in their minds. Also, I encourage them to ask questions at any time. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I just want them to be in that process and in the habit of always asking questions. Manners can be learned later. And I'm also very lenient on how they ask the question, meaning some parents might think that, oh, that was rude on how the kid asked the question. But for me, I just want my kids to have that freedom to ask the question and to be inquisitive whenever they can. All right, now the second way I encourage independent thinking is number two, I emphasize principles over rules. Actually, the way I raise my kids, I don't have rules or punishment. A lot of parents, they have this expansive kind of system of rules and punishments and bribes in order to keep their kids in line. However, in my opinion, that's just creating weak-minded individuals, people who are just doing certain actions to please people in authority. So when my 5-year-old was just a couple months old, I asked my wife, I said, what if we just don't have rules and we just don't have punishment? What if we really try to teach our kids reasoning and we really try to help them understand consequences of their actions rather than try to force behavior from an exterior kind of system of rules and punishment? My wife had a kind of difficult time the first year or two really understanding and grasping what this means. But over time, she's experienced the fruit of actually not having a system of rules and punishment. Our 5-year-old and our 2-year-old, they're able to make decisions based upon consequences. And the decisions they make, they're able to own those consequences, not because someone forced them to make that decision, because they understand why they're doing it. One example is, let's say my kids don't want to brush their teeth. And it's a battle. Rather than kind of forcing them with rules, you have to brush your teeth. Or for example, let's say they don't want to go to sleep one night. And rather than bribing them with something that's, let's say, oh, I'll give you something tomorrow if you go to sleep now. All of that type of approach is making kids weak-minded, in my opinion. They're not owning their decisions. And so for my kids, rather than manipulating their actions based upon bribes and punishment for my kids, I discuss with them actions and consequences. And we talk about these ideas. For example, with brushing teeth, I'll show my kids some videos of some kids online who haven't brushed their teeth and what their teeth look like and all of these cavities, and they'll just be horrified. And I'll kind of explain like the process of, you know, why we brush our teeth, etc. But yet the decision to brush their teeth is 100% their own. And I believe the power of reasoning and the power, right, of understanding consequences to our actions is strong enough for them to own their own decisions. In general, I think rules are overrated and principles are not appreciated as much as they ought to be. All right, number three, the third way I encourage independent thinking in my kids is I argue with them as equals. So rather than coming to them as an authoritarian figure and telling them what to do or telling them, you know, what to think, I give them the opportunity to argue. And in fact, in our family, arguing is encouraged. And oftentimes I'll argue with my five-year-old for an extended period of time. In fact, ever since he was like 2 years old, we've had these long sessions, right, of debating and arguing back and forth. And they can last like 20, 30, 40 minutes, even an hour. It's amazing how much young kids can actually understand. And it's amazing how much they can actually think through arguments and come to certain conclusions. One example is we're currently on this three and a half month crazy kind of summer RV trip. And let's say, you know, we're going into kind of a souvenir shop here at Yellowstone where I'm at right now. And my five-year-old might want like a souvenir or might want something really bad. And let's say I don't really want to buy it for him because it's just clutter and we have a small RV, we can't fit everything. So rather than saying, no, I won't get it, right? Like that's, in my opinion, using authoritarianism and shutting off kind of any sort of discussion or argument. Rather, I want him to have a voice. So if he wants something, I want him to be able to say, I want it, right? And then I might say, hey, why do you want it? I go, hey, we don't have space for that in the RV. And then we might continue to go on and argue and discuss back and forth. And it might be a 15-minute right, conversation. And we might come to a conclusion. He might come to a conclusion or solution saying, hey, I'll get rid of a couple things, you know, in the RV because I really want this. And the end result is him being empowered to make decisions, right? And not being shut down by an authoritarian figure. All right, number four, the fourth way I encourage independent thinking is I limit mindless entertainment. Now, I know a lot of parents feel forced to babysit their kids with TV and entertainment, etc. However, I kind of have a different view than most people on this topic. I think a lot of kids' entertainment and adult entertainment as well is kind of this mindless behavior where you're being manipulated by the creators of the show. And it's really kind of an art form where every like 5 or 10 seconds, right, they're trying to pull some emotional, right, trigger and get you to continue to watch, right, their show and to experience and to feel certain emotions. And I think through this type of mindless entertainment, we're being taught to be mindless followers and we're being rewarded for this passivity. And rather than this passivity and mindless following, I want my kids to be rewarded for initiative, for curiosity, for making their own decisions, for creating their own things, right? I don't want them to be rewarded for just being a mindless follower. And because of that, I limit mindless entertainment. At home, we don't even have a TV for our kids to watch. And in place of all this mindless entertainment, I try to encourage my kids to have thoughtful activities, to have activities where they're creating stuff, they're building stuff. I love to get them out in nature. I love to get them exploring. I love to just be with them, right? Talking, walking, doing certain things and activities. All right, number five, the fifth way I encourage independent thinking is I encourage empathy. I think there's no point to teach independent thinking skills, but to be relationally deficient. Because I think with rational thinking sometimes and with reasoning, it can be very cold. And there needs to be an element of relationship. There needs to be an element of empathy, right? And I think without empathy and relationship, you've got an illusion of truth. You've got a surface level, right, of reality, but you don't got the real thing. And in order for me to teach this emotional capacity to my kids and an empathy for others, I feel like I need to be available for my kids. And that's why I make it a big priority and a big point for me to be available in the morning, you know, during different parts of the day and even in the evening with my kids. I want to be there for them to talk and discuss. I want to model what being empathetic to them means. And I also want to model what being empathetic to others means as well. All right, there you have it. A brief intro on kind of how I teach my kids to be independent thinkers. And I kind of had this decision and this choice to make early on as a parent. If I just followed kind of traditional parenting, I really concluded, I really thought that my kids would be masters of compliance, right? They'd be very obedient and docile, but they wouldn't be independent thinkers. And because of that, I had to break away from a lot of traditional parenting thinking. And I had to create my own paradigm and my own model of what raising kids should be. All right, I hope you've enjoyed this video. If it's been helpful, please like the video, share it with others, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.